Welcome to Beauty Behind the Brand. I'm your host, Nicole Mannion, founder of Muskoka Aesthetics and Muskoka Beauty. This podcast is going to be where we talk about the unfiltered truth behind the scenes reality of running businesses that aren't shown on Instagram, the ups and downs and everything in between on how each business came to be what it is today. So grab some popcorn because it's story time. Don't forget to download, subscribe, and give us a review. Okay, one of my favorite topics we're going to talk about today is party planning, event planning, anniversary planning, anything to do with your business, whether it's a grand opening and or getting excited for a new launch or a new service that you're going to start providing at your spa or salon. So let's dive into this episode, party people, and let's get this party started. There is so many things I've learned about event planning for our spa. It's actually insane. There's so many things that you can look into or overthink, or just a few things that I feel like have really worked for us in the past. And one of the things is planning ahead. I know so many other podcasts I listen to are business mentors or anybody in any industry. You can never plan a party too far in advance. We have done it where we thought, oh, a month is plenty of time to start planning and getting organized for an event or an anniversary party or something with like a launch of a new product that we have coming in or a new device, etc. But book it so far in advance. I've noticed that some of the best success we've had is something when we've planned it like 3+ months in advance. Plus, it gives us time to actually get things organized, getting collaborations, letting people know, getting social media, newspapers, radio, all the advertising, and getting people excited. I'm going to go through some notes because one of my really good friends, Robin, we've had her on before in one of our previous seasons. She reached out to me. She's opening up a new location and we were just chatting back and forth about what are some of the things that have worked and not worked within our advertising, promotions, how to like get people excited to come. The biggest thing, it's like, I'm going to throw this grand party that I've planned for months, but how do I make sure it's going to be a success? So she asked me that exact question of, I'm really scared that no one's going to show up for my open house. What are some of the things you've learned? And I wrote out this massive text to her and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a great podcast episode. So I'm going to go through some of the notes I wrote out to her and hopefully it gives you some ideas moving forward or if you have some new launches coming up or things that just kind of get your brain thinking maybe a little bit differently or maybe some ideas you never thought of. So one of the biggest things I would say is get a sponsored ad on social media. Do like Facebook, Instagram. That is something that you can do this so far in advance. Make sure your team actually understands what's going on. Make sure you know that it's actually going to happen. Make sure they know the dates, the times, what's going to be happening. They're the ones that are the front line at the spa or salon knowing what's actually going to happen. They get excited for different devices and understanding what those offerings are going to be or if you have promos or specials going on for that event that are exclusive for that event. So making sure you're doing that, even pairing up with other small businesses. We are such an incredible community here in the Muskoka area and we have so many people that are in small businesses. We usually try to niche it down to women in business, especially or in the beauty world or someone who's maybe just starting a business to get them advertising and get them going. It doesn't even have to be within the beauty business. We have had people who are making handmade things like crocheting and knitting, different candles, things like that. Just anything to help kind of bring the community together. And it also helps showcase. We've done it as well where we've just offered free space for people to come in to actually utilize it. And or we've had it where people pay like a certain amount per hour to come in and use our space as like a booth. We've also actually charged ticket prices for people to come into our open house. So we get more serious people wanting to come in. That was something that we did this past year because like, you know, it takes a lot of money and time to actually make these things happen. And it can be something as little as $5. We've had it where people can just bring in $5 or they can actually pay online for tickets. So we actually have an idea of how many people are planning to come. It's also like one of the things that I've listened to and learned over the years is people are more serious if they end up paying something to come to an event, even a speaking event. I've noticed that as well. So don't play small. Really make sure that you're making this what you would want as well as the consumer or someone coming into the business. Now, pairing up with other businesses is absolutely great. Or if you have different distributors as well, maybe get them to do like a package sale or offering some different gift baskets or door prizes, even a service. We had it where one of the girls locally here does teeth whitening, which was a great add-on to our services that we already were offering at the open house as promos and discounts, which she became very well known in that short amount of time at our open house because people were really interested to get their teeth whitened. And they knew if they came to that event, they would be getting a discount at that event as well. Now with your distributors, like I mentioned, reach out to them, see if they can donate any prizes, gift baskets, anything to help provide more guidance and acknowledgement around the products that you sell at your spa or salon. And the more you sell, the more they make as well. So it's a really great opportunity to be able to sell some more product. Or even ask your distributors if they're able to bring a sales rep. It's a great way to offer more training for your spa and salon, as well as your staff, and giving more acknowledgement to the services that you're offering. Or even you might learn something new when that salesperson is coming in, learning some sales tactics, or someone maybe who isn't familiar with sales on your team, pair them with that sales representative from that business, and they might actually build that confidence and maybe actually surprise you. They might actually become one of your new salespeople within that short amount of time, and it's teaching them skills that they may not have. Now, another thing that we love is doing little guess games. So we have done this for years where we guess like how many eyebrow waxes you think we've done in a year, usually for our annual birthday that we do, or our anniversary party of the business. We do how many eyebrows you think we've done, how many facials, how many spray tans, and then whoever wins closest to or that number actually gets a free service, whatever that service is that they were guessing. So it's just like a great way to actually get your team involved as well and be like, wow, out of how many of us girls, also get them to guess, which I think is a great exercise. It's just like, wow, out of the spa, we've done this many facials this year. That's incredible. Let's see what we can do next year. And it's just a great team building opportunity. And I think it really gives them kind of that, I don't know, that momentum of like, okay, let's see what next year is going to be and getting them excited. And to be honest, that is one of the biggest draws we have as people stand around there. And it's such a great talking point because people get really into it. They're like counting how many rooms we have, how many hours we're open. Doing the math is actually hilarious how much people like actually go into detail of guessing how many eyebrow waxes they think we do in a year. The other thing is getting out and doing social events to advertise your event. So for example, a lot of the time your local radio station will actually help promote your new location opening, or if it's a specific event, or if you have some type of fundraising paired with your event, a lot of the time, or like if you're doing a food drive or like something to do with the community as well as your business, a lot of the time the radio stations and newspapers will actually help you advertise that, which is amazing. Radio and newspaper can get quite expensive, or even your mail out flyers, you can do those as well, but it does get quite expensive. So really make sure that maybe you can try to pair it with like a story that could be paired with the advertising of the event. Even ask some of your team members if they would feel comfortable going on radio and actually talking about the event, or you as the business owner. And within that, just make sure you have, I don't know how to explain it, like a script. Sometimes they do help you with writing a script when going on radio, or you can even get them to do it as well if they want to do it like a radio ad. Personally, I haven't done that per se, but it's definitely something I was planning to do this past year. We just didn't have it in our advertising budget for what we were planning to do. But even, like I said, your local newspapers is a great opportunity to get stories out there if you want to do some type of advertising as well, if you have a special or offering that's happening. Or even just get interviewed. That's another thing. If you're a brand new business opening or you're changing locations, that's something I was saying to Robin, is you're building community awareness and really creating a sense of community when you are growing and scaling your business. So what's the worst thing that they're going to say? They're going to want to charge you, and or they're going to be excited for you and want to share your story. Are you needing wellness hacks that are just easy and seamless? Well, let me tell you about Sip Bone Broth. This is something I can't live without, and it's really easy as they come in their own individual packages for travel and or if you're going away for a weekend, just throw a couple in your cooler or in your backpack and you're ready to go. They are great for supporting joints, collagen, protein, healthy gut, containing, like I said, high quality protein too.
helps with lacticity and even electrolytes. And what I love about Sip is they are actually a husband and wife team out of Toronto, and they are giving us an exclusive discount of 10% off using our promo code BEAUTYBRANDPODCAST for 10% off. I have been using it for years. I love it on a cold day if it's raining out. I love it as just like a little midday pickup and or even cooking. I love putting it in any chicken noodle soups or any stews that I'm doing or stir fries. It is absolutely amazing with so many benefits. So remember, Beauty Brand Podcast 10 for 10% off Sip Bone Broth. Like I mentioned before, sales on tickets is great. What we did was on our e-commerce, we had a section under events. So we sometimes do like facial nights where people come in and we do like facial education and they get to do like an actual facial with our guidance. So as if they were home, we would give them like a bowl of water and some soap, different cleansers, things like that, as well as like their routine. So we actually walked them through like a skincare regime with one of our skin experts. And it's a great girls' night out. Like it can be up to like 5 to 10 people, depending on your capacity. And we usually charge, I think it was like $35 maybe for this event. It's about an hour and a bit long. Usually we do some type of draw at the event as well, where like they could win an actual facial or we have discounts on products when they're attending these events. This went over really well right after COVID actually, because we couldn't offer facials and we had an abundance of people wanting to get in for facials. And we were brainstorming as a team and one of my girls was like, well, why don't we actually offer where we could educate people on what to do at home as their normal regime within their skincare? And I was like, this is brilliant. Way back in the day, like I feel like there was so many more like at-home parties that were about that. Like some of the multi-level marketing systems have this. And it's such a great tactic because they actually get to touch and feel the product. That's something that's like maybe something you could do once a month at your spa or salon, or even like hair, like showing your clients how to actually do like a blowout or something that they could do at home, or how they could actually know what shampoos or conditioners would work best for their hair and how to style it properly. Just some even makeup. Like I know quite a few people, I've done it myself too, is parties on bring your own makeup bag. Let me teach you how to apply makeup. Even one of our guests on, I'm not going to say her name to keep it a surprise, but one of our guests on, she does an amazing job with this and how she actually gets people to, it's like sold out every time she does these educational workshops around applying makeup. So there's just so many things within party planning. It's incredible. So you can even have it as like a limited time thing where like the first 15 people who arrive to your open house or your anniversary event or something, they get like the ultimate goodie bag, or they get like a loyalty discount or something, to just know that like there's like a limited time, kind of make it like sound like it's like a VIP experience for those first 15 people that come in. Offering actually demos. This is huge. Like when we brought in the hydration machine through LumaFarm, this was our bread and butter at our open house. We did demos, like literally like 15, 20 minute demos, if that. I don't even know if it took us that long. But doing these demos for people to experience a hydration machine, because we talk about it all day, but until you actually experience something and feel something, it is great. Same with our laser machine. We had it where one of the reps came in from SharpLight and we did free underarm laser. People just had to make sure that they came in shaved. And we just wrote that like when they were booking for any of the services online during our open house, that they needed to come in shaved in those specific areas. And it was awesome because people were eating this up. If they knew like, oh, I'm getting a free underarm at whatever price you might be charging, and then they get a discount when booking that package, it was a win-win. Same with the hydrabrasion, actually. We did like, if you ended up booking that day and holding that spot after the open house, you actually ended up getting a discount as well. But having some of these packages available and discounting them, or even giving your distributors that time to actually go through more training, like I had mentioned earlier, it's such a great opportunity. Another thing is discounting on lasers and facial packages in retail. Really make sure that you don't go too crazy with this. The more offerings there are, sometimes it's more confusing. It's like when you go to a restaurant and you're looking at the menu and there's like a million things to choose from. Sometimes it's better, less is better, or making it really transparent with all the services. Like We did it if they bought 3 laser packages, they get the 4th one free. If they buy 3 facials, they get the 4th one free or something. It doesn't even have to be free. I don't even think we did free. Sorry, we did a discount on them. But there's so many things. Make sure you do the math. That's something that I learned within Erin's program as well, is really make sure you do the math on what these discounts are actually costing you at the end of the day, because you don't want to sell yourself short at these open houses either. You are trying to make your business better. You're trying to grab like that clientele that you really want, but really make sure that it's not going to cost you money at the end of the day to do these open houses. I've listened to like Daniela Warner's Spa Marketing Made Easy podcast. It's like one of my favorites. And she talks about that quite often, is she talks about, oh, let's see how many new clients you get through this open house, or how many people you get on your email list and how that can grow. Because you also have to tell your team, like, what are your goals and your motives within this open house? What is the point of this open house? Is it just to kind of do a client appreciation? That's what I feel like we did a lot of. But then I realized these anniversary parties are costing us so much money. By the time, like, we even bring bartending in, like, we were bringing mocktails and things like that and food and all the things. And I was like, why am I breaking my back doing this when it's costing us money? And really, we weren't getting many new clients. Another thing you could do too is do a buddy system. If someone comes in with a client that has never, like a potential client who's never been to your establishment before, give them a referral discount. Make sure you write that on their profile and be able to actually offer them something that's exciting. It's something that they can both use, or something that they're going to tell people to then bring new people to your spa or salon. Something that's been really trendy right now, and I've seen this at a lot of different open houses, is permanent jewelry. I know we were talking about like teeth whitening or different hand making or like homemade things, that kind of thing. But like permanent jewelry, if you know someone, it is like popping right now. Everyone's loving it. So just a side note, throwing that out there. Another thing I think is really great too is offering things that are complementary to your business. Like I mentioned, we try to stay as wellness oriented as possible. And I really think that's important to have like mocktails available, or like we had fresh pressed juices, which was great at our open house. Making sure you have lots of like healthy snacks, because we don't even do candy anymore at Halloween or like Christmas. We actually end up doing like some of our lip and eye treatments or different things like that to get people thinking about their routine and trying out some of our samples versus feeding them candy, which then is making their skin break out, which isn't really on brand with what we're doing. So really make sure every little detail is thought out. Another thing I think is really important too is if you have a new program, like we've done that with our spray tanning memberships, if you have like a new booth or a new machine or a new device, really try to make that like the item people are coming to check out. That was like what we did with the hydrabrasion machine, for example, too, is like creating the excitement around, like, we have a new service available, or we have a new facial device, come check it out to experience it for the first time at your spa or salon. So giving them that like exclusive kind of view of the inside of what's going on in your business. If you're not really sure about the social media side, are they advertising or marketing? If you have like a co-op student, or you know somebody that's really good, like tech savvy, or even like your friend or your sister or someone that could be at the open house, get them to actually take pictures or do live feed, like an IG live at the event. There's so many times, this is so funny to think about, but I'm like, ooh, should I go to this event? What's going on? I'm like checking their stories. I don't see what's going on. I'm like, are people actually there? What are people wearing? I don't know about you, but that's how my brain works. So I think if you had someone doing like an IG live, or actually like walking around talking to people with the Instagram live, I think that would be such a great way for people to be like, oh, because they get the notification, right? If they follow you. So be like, oh, right, that event's happening tonight. I got the notification. Or get people to actually like be like reminded on the IG stories of like the countdown of the event. And have signage all over your spa and salon. Like, I'm talking every room that they go in, even the bathroom. Like, put a sign that about your open house, what time it is, what to expect, all the things, because people have to see it how many times for it actually to like acknowledge in their brain. Something else too we've done even with our nurse injector, having her there to do consultations, which has been great because she's only there specific days and sometimes our clients don't even know she's there because she's in a treatment room. So it's great. So we had her there to do consultations throughout the open house and it was amazing. People were pre-booking with her. She was able to actually do consultations so then people didn't have to come back pre-service. It was awesome. Same with Google reviews. I'm like all about Google reviews, whether that's at like when your client has checked out and then they get their like thank you message or like that follow-up appointment and having that Google link. I notice there's like such great result when someone knows that they're getting a reward when writing that Google review. So it's like the grand, it could be like the grand giveaway where like write us a Google review and get entered into the grand giveaway. And it could be some like elaborate package that you could be offering as like a limited time for people writing a review within that week or something. And then once they've been entered, you can see their name and then their contact information would be in your system. But that's another great thing that we've seen. Oh my gosh, there's like so many things. Like I can't even, I could go on for days. But anyways, there is just so much to do with party planning, event planning. But the biggest thing is just plan ahead.
Are you looking to fuel your body with the best nutrition? Look no further than Good Protein. Whether you're a fitness enthusiast, a busy professional, or just someone who values their health, Good Protein has your back. Good Protein offers a wide range of high-quality protein products that taste amazing and make you feel even better. But there's an exciting part. When you shop Good Protein, you're not just getting high quality protein, you're getting it at a price that you won't break the bank. Use promo code BehindTheBrand at checkout and you'll get exclusive 20% off your order. That's right, 20% off. Browse our fantastic selection and make sure to enter BehindTheBrand to unlock an extreme discount. So why settle for less when you can get the best? Give your body the nutrition it deserves with Good Protein. Head over to the website goodprotein.ca and remember to enter that promo code of Behind the Brand for 20% off your next order.
Don't feel like it's like planning a wedding. I feel that right now because I'm getting married where it's like I've done a lot of the legwork prior to the big day and prior to the big months coming up because I know I don't want to feel overwhelmed when we're like 2-3 months ahead and you're going to feel that way with your event. Plus, like you want to send out your invitations, right? You want to get people excited. You want to make sure you're in their calendars at checkout. Really make sure your receptionist or your service providers are telling every single client that that event is happening and putting it in their calendar. It's like that reminder for their appointment. Newsletters as well, or if you have SMS messaging, that is also a great option as well. But yeah, just make sure you're like getting people excited. You've got some like things that are exclusive for them when they do come to the event. Reach out to your distributors, even your wardrobes for your staff. Like if they want to wear, like we used to always wear, we had like our team t-shirts that were our like logo colors with our names and logo on the back. Or just make sure the girls are all kind of branded in the sense that people know who they are at the open house. So if someone's brand new to your establishment and doesn't know your staff and they're all dressed in like normal street clothes, how do they know who works there? So it's really important to make sure that they have some type of identity when coming in, like whether that's like everyone has matching scrubs or they have their matching wardrobe, they've got a name tag on, something that really identifies them as part of your team. And make sure you have stations. That's something we do as well. We do a scheduling system. So what we do is usually like every hour, someone, they like switch around and rotate. So making sure like you're, if you have like your specific people that are always like at front desk, like your receptionist, for example, you're obviously not going to put them into a service, but you're going to put those people, whether that's like the retail part or the cashing out or dealing with packages. And then you're going to have like people who are doing laser with some of your reps or you've got your skincare girls, if they are able to switch back and forth to get some experience with both of those. And even having people that are able to just mix and mingle. If you have some people that are very social on your team and like really know how to work a room, or they are, even for myself, like because I'm the owner, I feel like that's kind of part of what I do is I kind of work a room and make sure like I'm introducing people that I may not know, or I'm asking people, oh, we've got some availability over here for this service. Do you want to come check it out? Or giving people spa tours. I feel like it's like game time when the event, when the doors open, people come in. Like we've had some really highs and some really lows at events. Like pre-pandemic, I think we had over 100 people at one of our open houses. It was nuts. Like, we could barely move. We're at just over 1,000 square feet, and it was jammed in there. Like, you could not move. The next following year, I think we had maybe 20 people. So there is a lot of things that I think the excitement, if you haven't done an event or an in-person event before, I think people just love to come and support you. They want to come see what's new and exciting. I think as well as, like, why not? I think it's something that is fun for your team. Really get their sense of what they would see or want to see at an event. Make sure you're incorporating them, because you don't want to throw an event and they are just like not enjoying it at all. I feel like a lot of people can see that. But if you have any questions or you want to kind of brainstorm or send me some of your ideas with party planning and the excitement you have coming into 2024, please comment, please share. If you know someone who's planning a party, whether that's any party, I feel like this might be some good takeaways. So make sure to screenshot this, share to anyone and anyone you know that could take something away from this episode or this podcast. And thank you again so much for listening. Love you all. Have a great week and party on. Thank you so much for listening, and be sure to follow our podcast on Instagram at Beauty Brand Podcast. We do lots of fun giveaways with our guests. We have lots of fun things going on our social media that you'll want to check out. And you can follow my personal page as well at Nick Mannion. And be sure to follow us for all new episodes and podcasts every Tuesday. And also, just to mention, make sure to like, subscribe, as well as give us a review. Thank you so much for all your love and support, everyone.